2024 December Semi-Annual Training. Week 22. Day 5. Outline. Roman number 4. For in the one new man, we need to allow the peace of Christ to arbitrate in our hearts. Capital A. The Greek term for arbitrate can also be rendered umpire, preside, or be enthroned as a ruler and decider of everything. The arbitrating peace of Christ in our hearts dissolves our complaint against anyone. Capital B. Often we are conscious of three parties within us, a positive party, a negative party, and a neutral party. Hence, there is the need for inward arbitration to settle the dispute within us. Number 1. Whenever we sense that different parties within our being are arguing or quarreling, we need to give place to the presiding peace of Christ and allow this peace, which is the oneness of the new man, to rule within us and have the final word. Number 2. We need to set aside our opinion, our concept, and listen to the word of the indwelling referee. Capital C. If we allow the peace of Christ to arbitrate in our hearts, this peace will settle all the disputes among us. We will have peace with God vertically and with the saints horizontally. Number 1. Through the arbitration of the peace of Christ, our problems are solved, and the friction between the saints disappears. Then the church life is preserved in sweetness, and the new man is maintained in a practical way. Number 2. The arbitrating of the peace of Christ is Christ working within us to exercise his rule over us, to speak the last word, and to make the final decision. Number 3. If we stay under the ruling of the enthroned peace of Christ, we will not offend others or damage them. Rather, by the Lord's grace and with his peace, we will minister life to others. Number 4. This peace should bind all the believers together and become the uniting bond. This is the end of today's outline.